Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode podcast of Noble News. That is spelled N-O-B-U-L-L-N-W-E. Gosh darn. N-E-W-S. I don't know how to spell, okay? It's called Noble News because too many news sources these days give way too much propaganda, way too many opinions, that you're not really getting the news anymore. You're just getting what they want you to think. And we've taken away that aspect of ourselves thinking. And I don't like that. And that's what inspired me to make this podcast, to get people to think about the news again, rather than to just take firsthand what they are told. So today, we're going to be looking at a few things. And now keep in mind, always the first news source is going to be just completely noble, no opinions, but I'm going to give you opportunities to ask questions and to think about what's going on. The second one's going to be a happier one because usually news is going to be a little sadder, a little bit less joyful. So I always like to pick it up after that with a happier one. This comes from feelings that I know many people have, and I think it's beneficial for us to all look at this together and find a solution. All right. In early 2019, the 2018 presidential election that took place in Venezuela was declared to be invalid by the National Assembly of Venezuela. The United States, in addition to other countries, have denounced the current president of Venezuela. Do you think that the U.S. should do something? Or maybe they should just step up and not do anything? A really good argument for not doing anything that I've heard from a few people is that Russia and China have both said that they recognize him as the president and they are backing him. So if we were to do something, we might have to work something out with them first. And I would like you to really think about that. Really give that a second to think about. Should we step in? Is it our responsibility to help Venezuela? Or do we simply just let them solve their own problems? You know, it's not our problem, and just see what happens. So I'll give you about 15 seconds to think about that and really, really give it a thought. Now, after you thought about that, let me give you a little bit more information. This is not simply a battle of the elites in the countries trying to orchestrate their own plans in order to look good. The people in Venezuela are tired of the corruption and the struggle to feed their family, that they have organized many mass protests with at least 40 of them killed by their own military. Knowing this, I would like for you to think even deeper about something else. The military is supposed to be a professional organization by a sovereign state to use lethal or deadly force and weapons in order to support the interests of the state. No matter what anyone says, Venezuela is a dictatorship. Now, you might be sitting there saying, whoa, what's going on? The Noble News is giving their opinion. But look, let me just put this in perspective for you. That after the rising food prices, the people voted to give control of the National Assembly Parliament to an anti-Maduro party. However, before the vote, the Supreme Court canceled it, then dissolved the country's parliament, which is the only opposition group of this power of government, which is Maduro. So now that we know that this country has a dictatorship, it kind of changes the topic. Because if this was just a democracy, we'd be saying to ourselves, wait, isn't the country's military supposed to protect the people and protect the state? But since this is a dictatorship, technically, the country's military is just supposed to protect the dictator. So are they really doing anything wrong by killing their own people? But let's look at this from a different lens. If you're in a dictatorship, is there anything wrong with killing your own people? Or do you think that this is just completely unacceptable? Either opinion you have isn't really wrong, because keep in mind that if America does something, they could potentially be losing their own troops. They could potentially do something that would anger Russia into attacking us. And this is all just hypothetical, but we have to think about it. And we could potentially also anger China. And if we don't do anything, we might not really even affect our troops or anything. It's just that Venezuela is going to be suffering. And is it our responsibility to take care of that? And before you answer, keep in mind that a lot of people say that America pretends to be the police force of the world. But during World War II, America saved the world. They saved the world from Germany taking over. And it's not surprising that they have this viewpoint of trying to protect the world because it's what they did. Without America, World War II could have gone very differently. So we also have to view it from that point, that do we have a moral high ground as a country or do we not? Because, yeah, it's not our country, but at the same time, if it wasn't for America, this country would probably belong to Germany as well. So let's just think about this, and let me just remind you again. Do we have the right to do something, or should we just let their government do their own thing? And we also have to think about the precautions and the costs, and that's very important to think about. So just think about that for maybe 15 seconds, and then I'll get back to you and close this up. Alright, so whatever you decided, it doesn't really make a difference because I don't know the answer. CNN doesn't know the answer. Fox News doesn't know the answer. Maybe you have the answer. Maybe your opinion is right. I don't know. I'm just here to bring you the news. This is what the news is supposed to do. It's supposed to bring you the facts and to have you think. And it's a shame that we don't have that anymore. But that's what it is. And that's what you're going to get on this channel. You're going to be able to think. You're going to be able to make your own opinions. And it's going to be very good for you because you're good. And look, I know I'm speaking like a teacher, but I really think that we have to think more as a country because too much of news is being stuffed in our face. And I think it's very important. Alright, now this next segment that I want to talk about is going to be something positive. It's going to be happy news because the thing I don't like about the news outlet is that too often they try to scare us into thinking that the world is one big horrible place. This type of news isn't very good for how we feel. It makes us feel like crap. We go throughout the day and everything we see, we think, oh my god, that's awful. This is going to kill me. That's going to kill me. So that's why I like to end off this news segment with a little happy story, something to give you a little kick in your step. So, on January 31st, 2019, I found this article, which is today. You're probably not listening to this today, but that's when I made this. So, a Good Samaritan is paying for the hotel of 70 homeless people in the freezing cold in downtown Chicago. All right, now let me just tell you first that during this segment, I give my opinions. It's just the first one where I don't give you my opinions because that's controversial. But look, is anybody going to care what I talk about a homeless man and people helping him? I'm sure no one's be like, oh, wow, this guy's talking about homeless man. This is so controversial. No, I'm talking about helping him. Like, no one's going to argue with helping homeless people. At least I hope. I hope not. Okay? I don't know. There's some crazy people out there. All right. So yeah, I was driving my car today and it was only -2 where I am in New York. And when I got in my car, I was freezing. And before I even got in, I was freezing. And I was thinking to myself, what about the homeless people in Chicago? I know it sounds really, really fake, but I was actually thinking this and I was surprised when I came across this article. But I was thinking to myself, what's going to happen to them? Because these people could easily die. They can easily get frostbite. And it's just, I didn't know what was going to happen. There might be some that died, and I hope not, but it's very scary because it was -20 weather there. And that's without the wind chill. And I have no doubt that this man who paid for 70 homeless people hotels definitely saved people. Because before this, these people were given 100 propane tanks in order to keep themselves warm. But guess what happened? One of them exploded and the fire department came and took them all away. Now, I get it. It's a safety concern. They're the fire department. But personally, I don't know if it's right to do that. because these people go through so much. They have such a tough life. A lot of them are probably hungry. And then they hear that this massive storm, freezing negative 20 temperatures, is coming for them. Imagine what you would feel at this moment. Just put yourself in the position. You're standing there. You're taking in the air. And then you hear, negative 20 degrees coming tomorrow. How do you feel? That's gotta feel so bad to these people who are already so low, so defeated, so knocked down by society to have this experience. And then all of these 100 propane tanks are taken away. These propane tanks gave them hope. It gave them so much that they probably thought that they'd be able to survive this. But after it's taken away, imagine what they're thinking. Negative 20 degrees. They probably thought they were going to get a frostbite. They were all going to die. But no, because this man decided this is not right. That he was going to do something. And that he offered to put the residents in hotels for the rest of the week. And they were not even sure of the identity of this man. Now, this is very strange because most people, after they save 70 people, would be eating up the news. They would be basking in the glory. They would love it. But no, this man didn't do any of this. He just helped the people and he left. And this kind of sounds like an angel. I'm not going to lie. It's crazy. Whoever this man is, it's amazing. He's an amazing guy, and that's something that we should all strive to be. Someone who just gives without any recognition. I don't think there's anything higher than that, than just helping people without wanting to receive anything in return. So this man deserves a long life. He deserves happiness because he saved so many people. You know, someone was definitely going to die or get frostbite. Definitely frostbite. And he stopped that. And that's the kind of people we need in this world. We need people who will step up and do what's right and not always just think about themselves. And it's hard because we all got problems. We all got things that we need to do. And many times it takes us away from thinking about others, but not this guy. Well, I guess when you're rich, things are a little easier, right? But still, it doesn't take away from the fact that he's a great man. And wow, it's amazing. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you had a great time listening and really enjoy the rest of your day. Visualize success because look, anything you put your mind to, you can do it. Never forget that. And just really focus on developing your mind and listening to podcasts, reading books. I know I hate the term reading, but really it's essential because the more you develop your mind, the more power you're going to have in your life. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.